I mentioned this morning how we thank you for your prayers for the work of ACRI Gospel Mission. It is 53 years ago this very week that Audrey and I left for Brazil. I'm sure you're thinking we must have been only young teenagers at that time, but that's not the case. We're looking back with a lot of gratitude for what God has done. I would like to give to you a simple testimony this evening of how the grace of God entering a home can transform a home. As a matter of fact, when the Bible tells us that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, we all benefited from that. If it hadn't been Noah, you wouldn't have hamburgers anymore, because remember, Noah is the one who was brought in. He built the ark, was brought into the ark, and all of us have benefited because of the grace that came to the home of Noah. I mention that this evening because there was a man in Brazil, one of our missionaries for many years. His name was João Marinho. João Marinho was born in the northeast of Brazil in a little village called Malhada Vermelha. It is a village in which James and Dory Gunning worked with João Marinho for many years. But at his birth, João Marinho was born into a fanatical Catholic family. As a matter of fact, as he grew up to be a teenager, he took part in the marches and the gangs that raided church halls, stoned, broke windows where there were windows, set fire to churches, persecuted believers. He was amongst those who helped drive any Christian out of town and put them out of business. So fanatical was João Marinho. As a matter of fact, he went to a town called Juazeiro do Norte on a pilgrimage. From Malhada Vermelha to Juazeiro is about 240 kilometers. That is, let's say 150 miles. He did it walking. It was on pilgrimage. When he got to Juazeiro, the home of a particular, what they called Padre Cicero, where there's a big statue of him, he would go round the cathedral on his knees until his knees were bleeding. He was doing penance because he was not only fanatical against Christians, he was absolutely sincere and committed to his religion. He was doing these pilgrimages and doing penance simply because he wanted to find favor with God. When he saw Juazeiro, he saw an opportunity for work, and so he got a job in the town of Juazeiro, and his job was to help fix alabaster saints. I mean, even the saints came in with broken arms and broken legs, and sometimes of those little images, the head was broken off. And as John got working on them, he thought to himself, I've been praying to these saints for years, and now that they're broken, they can't help themselves. They are depending on me. And he began to see the fallacy of it. But that was not enough to take him out of his fanatical adherence to the Catholic religion. When the Second World War broke out, John was a young man. And when he not volunteered, he was conscripted into the Brazilian army. But while many of the Brazilians went to fight in Italy, the majority of those from the north of Brazil were sent to the Amazon under the state of Acre to cut the latex of the rubber trees in the forest to make rubber, all for the Allied cause around the world. And so it was that João Marinho was sent to the Acre, to a river on the, where Santa Madureira is, the River Iaco. And there on the upper reaches of the River Iaco, near to the borders of Peru, João Marinho was introduced. It was 3,000 miles away from his home in the northeast of Brazil. It was a different country. It was still Brazil. But in the northeast, it was rocky and barren, similar to the terrain of the mountains of Mourne. He was sent to the Acre, which was just verdant jungle. He was there, put amongst in a little river dwelling at the side of the river, covered over with palm leaves, and the floor was made of bamboo, what we call pashioba. And when he made walls, the walls also were made of bamboo. It was a very simple dwelling in the forest. Around him there were jaguars, not the type you drive. I'm talking of jaguar big teeth, and all sorts of wild animals and snakes, long the boa constrictor, that would live in the river, or the surucucu, by which many people were killed. And so this, for John, was a fearful situation. Added to all of that, it was a disease-ridden area. And as a matter of fact, John's wife soon got cerebral malaria. She never recovered. She survived in that she lived, but cerebral malaria meant that she had lost her mind. She was completely deranged for the rest of her life. Still, John was adhering to the saints. He had brought them with him in his bag, his little rubber bag that he carried and put in a canoe. Eventually, because of illness in the forest, John Mourinho had to come to live in the town of Santa Madureira. When he came to live in Santa Madureira and got a little house, he was absolutely appalled to find that just about 30, 40 yards from him, the neighboring house, was a house where there were Christians, believers, the sort of people he had persecuted. Worse still, when he found there were believers on that side of him, when he found that the neighbors on this side of him had also been converted and were now Christians, why, he was absolutely, as a matter of fact, what he said, if the wind blew from that way, it came from believers, and if the wind blew from that way, it came from believers, what am I going to do? So he went to the priest in the town of Santa Madureira, and by this time, Molly Harvey was a missionary in Santa Madureira, and James and Dory Gunning had just arrived in Santa Madureira. He went to the priest and said to the priest that he wanted to buy a Catholic Bible because he wanted to convince these, what he called Protestantes, that they were wrong. And so the priest sold him a Bible. The Bible that he sold him, John could only buy it in installments. It cost more than 6 months' wages for a Catholic Bible. And every month, John had to pay a little, but he brought his Catholic Bible home. He couldn't read very well, but as he began to read, he found that the word that recurred again and again is this very same word that they call Christians in Brazil. It's the word believer. All of us who are believers are Christians in Brazil. We're called crentes. The word is a believer. He just could not find a portion of the Gospels where it did not speak of believe, 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 believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that thou shalt be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is a matter of putting trust in Jesus Christ. And so John could not get away from this. But even then, he still didn't want to go to the Protestante, little Baptist church down the road. As a matter of fact, when he went to the center of town, he had to pass the church. And when he went on a Sunday night and they were singing Power in the Blood, John went by with his fingers in his ears so that he wouldn't hear what was happening. But the more he read the word of God, the more God spoke into his heart. Until finally one evening he went down to the little Baptist church, and there Molly Harvey had the joy of leading John Mourinho to faith in Jesus Christ. John Mourinho's life was so transformed that just as he had been fanatical for the devil, now he was out and out for Jesus Christ. The Lord had so transformed his life, he wanted to share this with everybody else. And so in the very town of Santa Madureira, he would go around the town, visiting homes, telling them about the Savior. As a matter of fact, he with James Gunning would travel on the river Iaco, where he used to live, way up in the heart of the jungle, and then travel on the river Perus, and do these river trips, telling people about the Lord Jesus. Into John's home, there was born two children. His oldest son is called João, and another son is called Isaiah. As a matter of fact, he had more children than that. But these two in particular. Isaiah is an elder in the Baptist church in Santa Madureira today. Joãozinho, that is little John, he also became a pastor and one of our missionaries with Acre Gospel Mission. So here were father and son, once fanatical against the gospel, now missionaries with Acre Gospel Mission. Having evangelized all of that area and become the pastor of the church in Tarawaka for some time, he came to James Gunning one day in 1991 and said, James, I came from the northeast of Brazil and I'm burdened for my people out there. In the town that I came from, Malhada Vermelha, there is no gospel witness. Would you and Dory go with me if we went back to the northeast of Brazil? That was a big step for James and Dory. But James and Dory, ever willing to go where God led them, they sold up and packed up. They gave away. They didn't sell up. They gave the house away in Santa Madureira to the church. And they went out to a little town called Campo Redondo, which is only about 4 miles from Malhada Vermelho. And there, when they got to that town, as a matter of fact, I don't have time to tell you about Dorry. When they arrived in the town, there was nowhere to stay. And a lady who was away being treated, her home was vacant. And she said she'd be glad to let James and Dorry have her house. I say house. The house had walls that only came up to about 6 feet, and there were no ceilings. The walls really were the pathway for rats that ran around the house all during the night. Audrey and I have been in that house many times, and the flies come in their thousands. But this is a house, and Dorry said it was God's gift to us at that time. In time, James got another little house and fixed that house up to make it a more livable place. But he, with John Mourinho, began to evangelize in Malhada Vermelha, Campo Redondo, a place called Lajes Pintadas. And very soon, in Malhada Vermelha, they established the church. They built the church. John Mourinho began to win his family for the Savior. And that was the grace of God. The grace of God that touched one life, transformed a home, transformed a village. It is now 15 years since John Mourinho went to be with Christ. When he went to be with Christ, his son, João Zinho, was still a missionary with Acre Gospel Mission, the pastor of the church in Sena Madureira, supported by the mission. He was one of 16 Brazilian missionaries, all with our mission, all serving God, where years ago, it was James and Dorry Gunning and Fred Orr and Molly Harvey and Hazel Muskimen. These Brazilian missionaries have taken the place of all of these foreigners and are doing the great work. João Zinho, the son, he retired just recently. And as a matter of fact, just today, we had one of these text messages. Amazing how small our world has become. Just about every day from the northeast of Brazil, I get about 12 photos and reports of all the meetings. Tomorrow, Monday, I'll be getting photographs of all the meetings all over the northeast of Brazil, where we're working in about 13 different towns, and they'll all send their messages of how they got on today. But that's not the end of the story of João Mourinho. Just recently, a young man from Hillsborough, Samuel Poots. Samuel is the son of Edwin Poots. I guess just about everybody around Lisburn knows Edwin Poots, the MLA. I've known the Poots family for 50 years. And as a matter of fact, I spoke and preached at the funeral of Mrs. Poots. She would be so proud today if she could see her grandson, because her grandson has just gone back to Brazil. He is a missionary with New Tribes Mission. He and his Brazilian wife, Nuabi, left just Tuesday of this past week, are now in a place called Goiás in Brazil. But they are going to work in a place called the River Iaco, the very place where João Mourinho lived in the heart of the forest. They're going to a tribe of Indians up that River Iaco. And quite amazingly, the colleagues with whom they're working will be the granddaughter of João Mourinho. João Mourinho's granddaughter is a missionary with New Tribes Mission, serving God on the River Iaco among the very indigenous people that John lived with so many years ago when he was opposed to the gospel. Isn't the grace of God so wonderful? I say again, it entered a life, transformed a home, touched the whole region, reached the whole village. And in the perpetuity of all of this, here the granddaughter is now serving the Lord among the Indians with whom John lived so many years ago. Is it any wonder we sing to him, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, a wretch like him? I remember being in Campo Redondo a few years ago, and I met a man, and he was one of a party of about 10 people. I had the gospel tracts in my hand, and I was giving them out to this group of people because they were all pilgrims, what we call in Brazil, homeros. They were walking from Campo Redondo to Juazeiro, doing the very same pilgrimage that João Mourinho did. As I spoke to this man, an old man, well, in those days he was 72, and I used to think that was old, but that's another story now. I got speaking to him, and I said, "Sir, but why are you doing this?" He said, "Señor, I'm doing this." He said, "I'm 72 years of age. This is the 18th time I've done this. I'm walking 250 kilometers. I'll walk there, I'll go around the cathedral on my knees, and I'll walk back home again. But why are you doing it?" "I'm doing it in the hope that I might get into heaven." That was John Mourinho all those years ago. As I gave that man the gospel tract, I said, "Sir, you don't have to do that. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, thank God. He washed it white as snow and made us meet for heaven."